So here's the problem. The problem is like this. I teach NYU and I believe in NYU. So Hanukkah's hard because Hanukkah's about the victory of Chochmas HaTorah over Chochmas Yavan. And like it might work in Yeshivas Chaim in Berlin when you read Rav Huttner's pieces about how Chochmas Yavan like has man at the center, etc. But Chochmas HaTorah is totally different, and we have to. But in our world, I don't know if you all agree with me, but in my world, I think there is value that's attached to things which would be defined as Chochmas Yavan, in a reasonable sort of way, right? Certainly, if you major in philosophy, right? Let's say, right, you have relatives who are philosophy majors. Philosophy is Chochmas Yavan, right? Rhetoric was Chochmas Yavan. History, okay, so it's Roman, it's not Greek, Herodotus, but I think it would fall under Chochmas Yavan. A lot of mathematics is Chochmas Yavan. So, like, what had computer data, computer analytics is not Chochmas Yavan.
But we, it's built off of principles from
Okay, it's
philosophy.
built off
Wait,
of.
Pythagorean's theorem is like
But
everyone
so
knows Chazal. They also use math.
So Chazal had certain ideas from Chochmas Yavan that they use regularly. Chazal knew trigonometry. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm fairly certain that that's not called Chochmas Yavan because anything that you could figure, like philosophy is very different, right? Philosophy is very different than mathematics. But how do we deal with this issue? So I'll say a few things. One thing I'll say is that anyone who talks about how Chochmas HaTorah is this and Chochmas Yavan is this, in all likelihood, you should reject what they're saying because they probably don't know enough Chochmas HaTorah to speak about what the Torah says. Anyone says the Torah says this, right? Got to be careful. Again, unless it's like a Beferish puzzle. Bereshis Bara Elokim. Got it. Okay, I believe that. But, we could flesh this issue out also, like what exactly is meant or what the details are. Anyone who says Chochmas Yavan is this probably has not read enough of Chochmas Yavan to make a fair statement to that effect. Is that legit? So there's an essay that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, has, who, to my mind, is like the one person in recent memory who could actually talk intelligently about what Chochmas HaTorah is and could talk intelligently. I don't know how he knew everything, but he did. So Rav Aaron has an essay where he points out that if the symbol of Chanukah is Or, so Or in the Beis HaMikdash, of course, is represented by the menorah. And every time you have light in the Torah, it is found in the context of an anan, of a cloud. Right? So we go through the Midbar, we have an anan esh, right? And we have an anan, right? That lead us in the Midbar. In the Beis HaMikdash, we have the menorah. And we have the Ketores, right? The Ketores is in the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, Ki be'anan eira'eh, right? Ala Kapores, right? Ketores, you burn the incense and it creates a certain cloud. The menorah and the Ketores are similar in that both are avodos that happen every day in the Beis HaMikdash, but are outside of the regular sequence of avodas in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, we have the brackets of Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And everything that's on the Mikdash is between those things, with the exception of Korban Pesach. Okay, we'll bracket that. But in terms of daily avodas, you have menorah and ketores, which is after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So it's not part of the regular cycle. So we have similar throughout the Torah, we have every time you talk about Eish, you have an Onan. At Har Sinai, you have Kolos u'Brakim, right? You have Brakim is Eish, no? lightning, and you have an uncovered ahahar. So what does this mean? So the Pashtus, I think, is, and this is what Rav Aaron says, but I'll add a little bit of my understanding. The difference between Chochmas HaTorah, as it were, and Chochmas Yavan, as it were, is that we believe that we can never attain complete understanding. Any amount of or that you have has to be balanced with an anan. A menorah is balanced by ketores. Right? Our belief is that we never understand things completely. We cannot, right? It's impossible. It's not shaykh to master things. And this, to some extent, is the lesson of a Chanukah, or the lesson of Or HaTorah, which is that, you need a little bit of humility. Right? The Ramban writes in the Igeres that, Bamei Yiskar Leif HaAdam, right? What are you going to be proud of? Right? You're proud that you're wealthy? No. Hoshav HaKavod, everything belongs to Ribono Shel Olam. You're proud of yourself, that you're smart? Let's be honest. All Chochmah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of Anava being part and parcel of Chochmah, in the sense of recognizing limitations, is an essential characteristic of Torah wisdom. I could tell you that the thing that buries people as mechanchim or as rabbanim is when you have an overinflated sense of self and you think you know more than you actually do. That is the kiss of death. That humility, remember, Klal Yisrael's notion of a Moshe Rabbeinu as being the greatest. Moshe Rabbeinu is the un of Mikol Adam. Right? The cloud, to my mind, I think represents, again, Reb Aaron doesn't use this as a discussion to get into Anava, but I think his conversation, the way he presents is that logic only goes so far. The idea, I think, is that this is a lesson of Chanukah. Yeah, you want to have light and you want to understand things as best you can. And I understand that Rabbeinu Bachya and everyone points out that like the seven parts of the menorah represent the seven chachmos in the ancient world. No? Isn't that what everyone says? There are seven chachmos, but it's interesting that music, by the way, is a chachma in there. We believe in chachma. We believe in wisdom. That's why we go to YU. But I think part of learning Torah is that we recognize that we can't understand that things ad kutzo shel yud, and although we do the best we can, we certainly need to recognize the fact that there are going to be certain things which are mysterious, certain things which are obscure, and it has to give us a sense of humility. That's the point I wanted to make. Okay.